Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is The Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to The Chaser Report for Thursday, the 7th of July. How is everyone going? We're here in the pub with Dom, Floyd and Gabby. Dom, you've got some news.
Yes, and look, we meet as Sydney is yet again in flood. I don't know if it still will, yeah, but still will be by the time you're hearing this. Of course it will be. It's Sydney. This is the fourth time in 16 months that some people have been flooded in Sydney, which makes me just think, why the fuck didn't you sell after the second time? But anyway, Sydney right now is wetter than a Craig Rucastle environmental documentary, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, that is wet.
The Hawkesbury Nepean, it's not even a river anymore. It's a second Sydney harbour. Mm. And if this thing doesn't fix itself up soon, the government's going to try and hold Vivid on the Hawkesbury Nepean. And I can just see them doing it. It's like the movie Waterworld in Sydney right now, except that it's even more of a financial disaster. And unlike Waterworld, we've had three fucking sequels in the course of a year. Although, admittedly, we don't have to put up with Kevin Costner, so that's not too bad. I just think, do we think it's climate change that's behind this? Could it possibly be climate change? But the climate is so fucked in Sydney at the moment, it's on par with America, and the Supreme Court wants to destroy both of those things. Mm. Did you hear in the news this week, the Supreme Court ruled that the Environmental Protection Agency in America is no longer allowed to protect the environment. That's what they've done.
Right, yeah. Right, okay.
They can't take any action to stop climate change. The only thing that would make Americans give a shit about protecting the climate is if it was an unborn child. And we can say that in Australia now. We can criticise America because we've had we've got a government that believes in incredibly minor action on climate change. Give them a round of applause.
Yeah. Gradual change.
Yes. And
incremental change.
Slow change.
In the face of climate collapse.
It's been 6 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, that we've had this new government. And I just have to say to our audience, and I'm so grateful you came out tonight, but why the fuck did you come to this event, can I ask? You know, if you look at this pub is at the bottom of three different hills, right? The Harold Park Hotel, the Harold as it's now called, because the words Park Hotel got flooded. It's not just flash flooding when it rains. It's actually a temporary river that opens up on Rig Remote. We're on the first floor, or as it will be called, the water view level, once the rain starts. The only way out of this pub, once the rain starts, is towards the harbour in a dinghy, because any other direction, you've got to paddle up one of three hills. You haven't thought this through. So you're basically, given that La Nina is going to continue until apparently summer, we're stuck here until Christmas, ladies and gentlemen, so you've made a very bad decision in coming here. And my question to the panel really is, given that the period that we've had, the floods, they keep coming back, what the fuck have the people of Sydney done to anger the gods? Because there must be something.
We haven't angered them, Dom.
We haven't angered them.
No, we haven't. God just wants to help out with the housing crisis, so he's just flooding all of the good ones and making us build an ark. It's like classic him.
Yeah. I must say, it's typical a great way to get the boomers out of their houses.
Yeah. You know, it's cheap, a boat. Well, in comparison to a house.
Actually, we're going to have a sort of aquatic version of a grey nomad if this continues, aren't we? Just sailing around Australia.
Yeah, I can't wait to reenact the Karma Chameleon music video myself. But apart from that, that's a really niche bit, by the way.
Because I got a different theory. I think the people of Sydney have sort of angered the gods. And I think it's because in Sydney, with an Opal card, you've got to both tap on and tap off. And so fucking annoying that the gods have gone, okay, let's just get rid of Sydney. Like, so what a stupid system. Let's start again. And we cannot allow that precedent to be set. You know, because anywhere else in the world, you only have to tap on.
Yeah.
Whereas in Sydney, you have to tap on and then tap off. It's so stupid.
I mean, my theory on this is that God is incredibly shitty about Sydney property prices because his son keeps trying to borrow from the bank of mum and dad, and that little brat Jesus is just, he keeps, you know, taking away their retirement money.
Right, so it's so that Jesus can send another son down here and he'll be able to actually afford a house in Sydney? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
No, is that not...
I think God's the father, Jesus the son. He wants to borrow from the bank of mum and dad. That's what's going on.
Right.
He keeps saying, you know, Dad, can we have a chat? I just want to talk about my future. Can you co-sign my mortgage application?
But then why does it rain? I don't understand why then it rains.
Drama.
It's metaphorical.
Incentive.
My theory is that we've angered the gods because of how we, because of the Australian census. Just our answers really pissed God off.
Right. So he looked at the demographics.
Well, over half of Australia went, we're not really into you anymore. And he was like,
yes,
I'll show you what I think about that. Let me show you.
Yeah, hell hath no fury.
I'll be into you. Yeah. I'll be in your houses. Watch out.
That's a really good God impression.
Yeah, I went to drama school. Yeah.
Could it be that Dominic Perrottet simply had too many children and that God's... I mean, at the point where
he's trying to dampen things in the bedroom, in the Perrottet bedroom.
At the point where they're set.
Oh, because things were oh so hot before.
Well, something. Yes. He's got something
going
on. And
she's just had the baby, so, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, here comes another one, baby.
Jesus Christ.
I mean,
If
you'd created a beautiful world for everyone to enjoy, and basically, statistically, every single person on it was going to be a Perrottet within a generation.
I think you'd pretty much pull the pin on the whole show.
Okay. So my question is that what do we do to sort of appease this and get out of it? How do we save things and turn it around?
Crash the census website. Crash the census.
Yeah,
build the ark.
Get rid of Opal cards.
Kill Dominic Perrottet. What? Who's that?
I mean, if I was thinking about who to be the human sacrifice, and I honestly think Fred Niles had a good life, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He hasn't got long to go.
Oh.
So he's still alive, is he? I didn't know he was alive.
I mean, medical opinions divided on that. Yeah. But or you can burn the entrails, I think, of a cloven-hoofed animal. So just order the bangers and mash from the bar. It's not bad at all. Who knows whether it's goat? It could be.
Yeah, okay. So I think you've solved the climate crisis then, Dom, have we?
Well, because otherwise we could just call ourselves Australia's Venice, couldn't we? Couldn't we lean in?
Oh, yes.
Lean
I
into
like
the
that
water.
Idea. Yes.
Just, you know, we don't have any old buildings or anything like that, but at least we don't have any fucking gondoliers singing operators. That's got to count for something, doesn't it?
Yeah. Although, surely what we should do is get some gondolas.
That's a very good point, actually. One thing we
Wait, and then you could tap on. They'd make you tap on and tap off, wouldn't they?
Fuck.
Ah, fuck. Ruin the whole experience.
All right, what is buying things for you like? Like, how is that?
You only tap on. You don't tap
off.
Sure,
yeah,
I suppose.
Tap,
have you never used the card?
Well, no.
She's going, and tap off. You would have paid twice,
I have two of everything.
Gabby's just paying twice for everything.
Yeah, well, I'm preparing for the ark, clearly. That was a really fucking sick biblical joke, but it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Chaser Report. News a few days after it happens.
What is that item on your lap, Gabby?
This is my dad's Casio PT30 from 1983. Oh, yeah, he bought it in Singapore when he was 17-ish. I don't know my dad's age. It's not Andrew Bolt. Anyway, but I'll be honest. I'm a busy woman, all right?
Yes.
I'm very busy, and I've got to be honest, I completely forgot that I was booked for this gig tonight. You know, nothing like honesty. So I decided to, I thought I would just bring it back to my roots. If you didn't know, I used to actually be a pub muso. It was like what I did for an income, aside from running a very badly run tax-wise business. And I used to play covers in pubs, so I thought I would bring a bit of that magic to a pub. Problem is, my actual instrument's broken, the one I actually play that sounds good. So it's pub classics on a 1982 Casio, 1983, thank you, sir, Casio PT30.
Right.
And that's the keyboard,
round of applause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it sound like?
It's a very professional sound.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, so great. It's going to sound great, and this bit's going to work.
Oh, right.
Right? It's a fucking innovation. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Casio out of Sydney's almost gone.
It's great. It definitely is exactly how Jimmy Barnes intended.
You seem to be running out of keys there. Like you kept on jutting up against the left end of
No, I wasn't running out of keys. It's just how I play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that keyboard younger technically than the song K-San? I think it is.
It's older than me, so that's good. And I don't know when K-Sand came out. I just know how to play it because I had to make a living somehow.
In a pub, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, requests.
Okay. I like K-Sand.
I want to hear...
That's the only song you can play.
While you think of one, can you just picture yourself at a very, very special event, right?
Mm.
It's a royal funeral, ladies and gentlemen. What better than Candle in the Wind, Gabby Bolt? Can you take it away?
No, not that one. I know all the other Elton John songs, though.
Really?
Yeah, what dead set. I never had the request Candle in the Wind at a fucking pub night, funnily getting... enough. You want Rocket Man? I can do Rocket Man.
Rocket Man. Yeah, that's actually a good Rocket song. Rocket Man.
Okay. Wait. She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. This is exactly how I meant it. 0 hour, 9 a.m. As a kite by then. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time. To touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man. Rocket man, burning out his fuse up there alone. It's just the perfect instrument.
That is great.
Yeah. She can do anything except Candle in the Wind.
Okay, so...
Probably should have briefed Dom on that
one. Do we have any requests from the floor? Any?
The more generic, the worse.
Yeah.
Hotel California. Fuck California. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wait. This is going to be long, ma'am. You can never leave. It's kind of like a comedy gig.
Nice.
On a something desert highway. There we go. It's actually musically better than the original at this point.
This is great. I don't know why I ever write material. It's a very long intro.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitis, is that the word? Rising up through the air, up ahead said the captain,
those aren't the words,
C fucking major.
How every drunk person sings Hotel California.
Na, 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 na. Welcome to the Hotel California. In a time of year, such a lovely place. Fuck me. Such a lovely face.
that's it. I'm not doing the solo.
Nice work.
I can do Thunderstruck.
No, no. Do we want to hear Thunderstruck, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
This is the end of the segment. It's a very short episode. Anyway, yeah. I spent half an hour learning that in the Uber on the way over.
I mean, it's still better than ScoMo's April Sun in Cuba. Let's
be completely fair. That. Wait.
It's already better, ladies and gentlemen.
Our gear is from Rode Microphones.
Play us out, Gabby.
And we are part of the Acast Creator Network.
And it's now time for the drunk Q&A. Please charge your glasses, ladies and gentlemen, and ask a question by putting it in the little bucket jar over there. And if you're not a paying subscriber to the podcast, you're not going to hear this bit.
Yeah.
But you should be. And please, round of applause for Gabby.
Thanks.
And can I say, if you go and see one of her live musical comedy shows, she actually does know how to play piano. Okay?
Yeah, this did not give off what I do very well at all.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.